Steele County Blades hockey with goaltender Nilo Ventola, who is back with the Blades after suffering an injury during the offseason. Now, you played with the Blades before, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And how did things go? How did junior hockey go for you?
I mean, last season was pretty tough, but I was really looking forward to playing Tier 2 here. But then, like you said, I tore my meniscus, so that kind of went out of the door. But I'm really lucky that Blades waited for me, and I'm able to play here now.
And what was recovery like? You know, can you explain a little bit how that went for you and what your attitude was to come back from a knee injury?
It was tough. Like, I had the surgery, and like first 2 weeks I couldn't even walk like properly. Okay. So it was really tough, but the doctors and the trainers were really good, and they were able to help me. So now I'm ready to play and ready to go again.
Where did you have the surgery? You're from Finland. Did you go home for surgery and recovery?
Yeah, I mean, the injury happened back home in Finland too. So I had the whole process was in Finland.
Do you feel you're at 100% now, or how does that part go for you?
I'm 100%. Like, 100%. The first game was a little tough. Like, I hadn't played a game in 9 months, so of course that's a long break. But the second game felt really good, and I'm ready to go again.
Okay. Yeah. And in that case, what's the attitude now about making a mark and, you know, having a short time now to make an impact on the season? How are you feeling about that?
I mean, I think the team is about going to playoffs, if I'm not wrong. So, of course, that's the first goal, and then just play as long as we can. Like, I know there's good teams in this division, and personally, I think I played well last year, so just gonna keep doing that and see how long we can go.
Are there... You know, I'm just trying to think. You have time off. You know, you want to stay in shape and things like that, but also work on your kind of your sharpness and hand-eye coordination. What kind of things have you done to get that back where you want to see? Anything special or different than you would have done had there not been an injury?
I mean, I've done a lot of like off-ice stuff during the summer, like just getting the strength and then, of course, juggling with the balls to get the hand-eye coordination. But I had a good, like, off-ice coach in Finland, so he made sure I'm fit to play when I go back.
Okay. And just a reminder here about how you found out about the Steele County Blades, or who contacted you, or what have you. How do you end up here in America playing hockey in southern Minnesota?
In Finland, there's like the company called Euro Edge. They help players from Finland to go over U.S. And I think they have helped a couple U.S. players to go over Finland too. So they kind of helped me with that process. And I just thought that I would be, like, I can get a lot of playing time here, and that's going to help me go forward with my career. Like, I still want to go back to Europe and actually play pro. So that is my goal. But I think this is going to help me to go forward with that.
All right. Wait, and what got you into goaltending? What was a reason or a start in that for you to go that direction?
It's like so long. I just wanted to go play goalie like right away, but my dad told me to learn to skate first.
Okay.
So, but I don't know. I just really wanted to play the goalie. The gear is really cool, and just like the... Like, you win games and you lose games, and it's mostly just the goalie. So it's like you play alone in a team, basically.
Yeah.
So
that's interesting. There's a lot of pressure on you, even though it's supposed to be a team game. Yeah. But you're okay with kind of dealing with that and maybe thrive on the pressure a little bit?
The highs are highs, but the lows are lows. So it's balance.
So how do you shake off, I'm sure when you give up a goal, maybe not every time you say, hey, I want that one back, but when there is one like that, how do you shake that off?
I mean, it just comes with the experience. Like, I remember, like, when I started, I would, like, start crying when I let, like, 5 goals in, but now it just, like, I mean, it happens, and you just need to get the next save.
Okay. And hopefully not too many of that many going in either, right? Not too often.
Yeah.
No. All right. Well, Nilo, good to see you back here and back healthy, coming back from the knee injury to play again for the Steele County Blades. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.